Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Fearless Generations with Terry Sayer and Kelly Fox.
Hello and welcome to Fearless Generations 12 Steps to Freedom. I am Kelly Fox, and I'm happy to be here with you on Step 2, Willingness. And tonight we're going to talk about seeing life as an adventure. Now, my usual beautiful co-host is Terry Sayer, but tonight I have the beautiful Trish March filling in and being a trooper, helping me out tonight while Terry is away. So please welcome Trish March. How are you doing tonight, Trish?
I'm so excited to be here with you, Kelly, and I can't wait to hear from our guest coach. I'm very excited to get to know her better.
Yes, I'm excited for our audience to get to know her better as well. So please welcome Elaine Williams.
Hi, Kelly and Trish. Thanks so much for having me. I am excited to be here.
We are excited to have you. So, Elaine, please introduce yourself to our audience. Let us know what it is you get to do and who it is you get to serve.
Okay, awesome. Thank you so much for the invitation. I am a video coach and a comedic speaker and a comedian. And I love showing mission-driven entrepreneurs how to be their most authentic, fun, and quirky selves on camera and in real life. I personally think that when we're really comfortable in our skin and comfortable on stage and on the camera, we are naturally more funny. And, that's what a pro comedian is somebody who's done it for so long. Yes, you can craft jokes and tell stories, and there's an art to that. But I think that when people can relax, we are naturally can tap into our humor on a whole nother level. So I love helping people get comfortable and confident so that they can share their message and have a bigger impact on the world.
I love that. I think that we here definitely show our humor. What do you think, Trish?
Oh, I think that's true. I think that's so true.
Yeah. Yeah. It's awesome. And it's so needed. You know, I'm working on a new TED Talk, and I think that we need humor now more than ever. And so much of life is uncertain. But if you can, reframe your perspective, or even if you're like having a tough time, you can think this is really going to be funny in 3 months or 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everything is funny eventually, right? David Sedaris says that. That's one reason I love comedy, because it just helped me lighten the heck up. I was so intense. People, casting mm-hmm. directors in New York City were like, you need to calm down, lady. I was like, what do you mean?
Yeah.
You know? So that's the reason I love sharing it, because I think we can all use a little bit of a humor break at least once a day.
Yeah. Oh, for
yeah,
sure.
I've been
right? Like
comedy.
You can cry or you can laugh.
Right.
I've been recording comedies on my TV, so when I'm having a really stressful day, I'll just click on one of those and watch it a little bit, and just to
awesome.
Help alleviate it. There's so much benefit that you get from humor. And I do agree
oh my
with
gosh.
You that
yeah.
you can be comfortable on your own skin when you're on camera. It's totally a totally different experience. And you can be yourself and authentic and laugh and carry on. Like, it's so much nicer.
Yeah, it's more fun.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of times we're holding our breath. And so when we laugh, we release tension and stress. We raise the serotonin levels in our brain. We have more oxygen, which helps release tension and stress, which can help, you know, help you take deeper breaths. More oxygen is more energy. It's, you know, it's like, it's just, and it's free usually.
Yeah. Yeah, I love that.
Get
and I feel like it really, sorry, go ahead, Trish.
I was going to say it helps with your vagus nerve, too, with stress and anxiety. If you can move, you know, the laughs are coming up and the breath and, you know, everything really helps to alleviate a lot of stress and anxiety as well.
Yes, and that's what deep belly breathing comes from, too. I teach, you know, vocal authority, and I was a singer for years and years, and just taking a deep belly breath is one of the best ways to help calm yourself.
Yeah, I love all of this. And I feel like it really takes us right into our step this month, which is willingness. And so, Elaine, I'd love to hear, what is the meaning of willingness to you?
Oh, such a good topic. I'm like, how long do you have? So, you know, I'm a big 12-stepper. I'm in recovery. I had 3 addictions, and I'm an assault survivor. And I am so grateful for all of the 12-step programs, and there's so many. And one of them, one of the key aspects is, you know, you have to be willing. And there's a saying that it only takes, you know, a mustard seed worth. You know, pray for the willingness to be willing. And I think, mm-hmm. You know, willingness, are you willing to look at yourself? Are you willing to work on something that maybe needs some improvement? Are you willing to be vulnerable and feel uncomfortable? I mean, that's where the juice is in life, in my opinion. And I get it. There are many times I have been in a resistant place, which usually is connected with being afraid and or angry or defensive. Willingness is a beautiful, beautiful phrase, and it's really one of the first steps, you know, in transformation, on a journey, on anything. And sometimes it can be the hardest.
Yeah, it can. So. It can. I think, you know, on our 12 steps to freedom, it is part of it too. We have the opportunity to be willing, which for me, willing is an action word. And so awareness is step one. And so we become aware of what those things are that we want to change. And then willingness takes us into action, takes us out of our comfort zone, takes us in a different direction so that things will change. So
right.
When we talk about life as an adventure, you've already kind of talked about this a little in what you were saying already, but a willingness to see life as an adventure, you know, let's go that direction now.
I love that. You know, it is... you know, that I think one of my favorite definitions of transformation is when you see the same landscape but with new eyes. And so, you know, and it's when you can, you know, choose your adventure, right? And how are you going to look at this? And it's all about the reframe. I have a podcast and we talk, we're always like, it's all about the reframe, you know? And that is directly connected with willingness. And when you can think of, you know, can you be curious instead of judgmental? That's one of the things I learned from my yoga practice. Instead of judging my body and being so wound tight and harsh and critical and frustrated, you know, can you be curious? Oh, wow, my hips are tight. Okay. This is different. My body's changing. I'm 53. I'm not 20. You know, but seeing it as an adventure, you know, there's a certainly more possibilities and definitely like a higher vibration to approach things, you know, of like, I'm living in this adventure called declining parents, that I'm, you know, being requested to go back to Texas to help more often with my sister, and, you know, that's an adventure, right? You know, the adventure of having your own business and growing that, and the adventure of, you know, getting into real estate. I wanted to have my own comedy club for women, and I wanted to, you know, I was going to have my own comedy club in New York City. So I got into flipping real estate, and I had four houses at the top of the market when the world economy tanked. And, you know, at the time, it was not an adventure. And I know that it's a really great resilience story for me now. And I learned so much from some of the pain and the lessons. And, you know, how can I mine all of that, right, for the next adventure?
Yeah. I think it's how you choose to perceive it. What were you going to say, Trish?
Well, I was going to say that I spent some time really last year looking at kind of my journey and, you know, really thinking about it as an adventure, like, you know, and where I got, where I had obstacles come up and where I had roadblocks and what my choices were in those situations. So I kind of equated some of my journey to, you know, this adventure of, you know, transformation and how, you know, choices. And if you're really willing to, and you're really wanting to make the changes, you know, when those obstacles come up and those, you know, things that might derail you and cause you to either go back into your comfort zone or where you're normally sitting or might, you know, get you to go in a different direction than what you really wanted. Like, you know, willingness is so much a big part of that is, you know, how much are you really willing to go the distance, to take the full adventure, right? And how, you know, what might derail you or might what might send you back, right? So it's almost like you're in a car speeding along the highway, taking your adventure and, you know, where, you know, when each decision point comes up or when each obstacle or challenge comes up, like what's your willingness to try it out and to see what's going to happen? So I like to look at it in that respect because I had a lot of derailers that would come up for me, you know, and some of them, you know, I was, my willingness was really low. Like I was just really not committed. I was really not ready. I wasn't ready. So it sent me back to the beginning. And some of them sent me off in really strange directions, you know, and I was blessed to get some really good opportunities, some really good experience, some really good growth from that, you know, and then some of them I was able to plow through that, right? I was willing and I was committed and I was just, you know, the journey was the most important thing for me. So sometimes it's not even getting to the result that you wanted or the result that you had planned on, but it's really taking the adventure to see what it's going to bring into your life. So I like to look at it like that because I'm like, man, I'm a traveler. So I like my personal email address is like love to travel the world. So I'm like, I just out there, I want to have these experiences. I want to grow and deepen and, you know, just expand. And so my willingness is great, you know, and when it's not, that's a nice area of opportunity. Like what is keeping my willingness from being so strong? So there's so many like good little nooks and crannies in that statement of, you know, life is an adventure. You know, there's so many different ways you can go with that. It's really a cool statement and a cool idea from willingness is my perspective on that.
Yeah.
Oh, I love
you
that.
You can take the car analogy and so many directions. I love it. We've been exploring it so much in this community that Terry and I are in called On Purpose with Purpose. And we've all been talking about it, you know, driving on cruise control, you know, or do we speed? Do we follow the speed limit? You know, do we do our 30,000 mile checkup? You know, do we run our car until it's completely out of gas? Do we get our oil check? You know, like there's all these different ways that you can think about yourself as a car and how well you're taking care of yourself and even how well you take care of your actual car. But there's so many ways to go deep into that. And then on top of that, the journey aspect of, you know, do you need to get off and, you know, get some rest in a hotel? Or are you going to drive, you know, asleep and get in an accident, you know? And I think that there's a lot of the time where we are kind of driving asleep and we're letting ourselves drift from side to side, and we don't really get woken up until we hit the wall or we hit a car in front of us. And hopefully we don't get too banged up, but that is an opportunity to wake up and take care of ourselves better and get more intentional on where we're going and how we're getting there.
Yes, and I love all of the so many juicy tidbits here. And, you know, I would say one of the things that I think as coaches, hopefully we can continue to have conversations about is, yes, it is about the journey. And I feel like we need to talk about, you know, and I always hope that I talk about, you know, the bumps. So, you know, make your own path, go your own way. Be willing, you know, do you, which those are all great, great mm-hmm. sayings. And, you know, to me, the challenge was, you know, I remember I would have like an awesome set in comedy. And then I wanted to hold on to that memory of the fun set. And I didn't want to go back out there. You know, I'd be like, oh, God, mm-hmm. because every day was different. And it was like, am I willing to ride the ride? You know, because it can go, mm-hmm. you know, joke to joke, right? You could start off strong and then somebody can drop a tray of drink. Like so many factors, you know, I had to keep praying for the willingness. And I just, luckily I was very committed to working on my craft, and that overrode my wanting to, you know, sort of hold on to the old, you know, oh, I had a rocking set Monday. I know, but it's Thursday, you know, but I think,
mm-hmm.
you know, I think it's so important. Yes, it's great to, you know, take your own path. And yes, the joy is in the journey. But, you know, sometimes when things get set a lot, it's like, oh, God. You know, I'm a big fan of, you know, I'm always trying to find, like, what's a more specific word or phrase. I feel like when you hear something often, people can kind of glaze over. At least that's how I feel, especially with comedy.
Like,
you know, and it's like, let's go deeper. What it, you know, and then how do you navigate that, right? Because, you know, I feel like just do it. You know, it's sort of the American culture. And it's like, sure, just do it. And if you're going to be bold, some people are not going to like that. And, you know, like, let's talk about all the stuff that happens from that. And not to discourage people, but, you know, that's part of the willingness that, you know, that takes courage.
Definitely. Yeah, I think we become more willing when we are somewhat prepared to step out of our comfort zone and have support around us, so that when our fear does come up, we have those people who have our back and keep us stepping forward and keep us, you know, having a sense of safety as we are stepping out into the unsafe. I think that's what we call baby steps. Those baby steps, those stretches that we take will lead us to the risks, will lead us to the road less traveled, right? Which is a cliche too. But, you know, I think of a freeway. I'm going to take the freeway. I'm not going to go on the bumpy road out to who knows where. Yet, on the freeway.
Yeah, I've lived on the bumpy road.
There are multiple places that you can go. It's not like you're limited, you know, because you stay on the paved path. You know, yes, there's opportunities where you go and you pave your own, but I think that too often we feel limited in the you know, the known direction. Yet there are multiple you know, freeway systems where all of a sudden we're going a completely different direction because we took, you know, an exit, or we got on a different freeway. I think sometimes I can, speaking for myself, I feel like, oh, I'm not paving my own road, yet I am directing my own journey. And I think that that
right.
Is still powerful. And it's so funny that you said, just do it, you know, because people ask me all the time, like, how do you take care of six kids? And I'm like, I just do it. Like, there's not,
right.
it's not like I can say, I can't do it today, guys. Like, they still have to get up and go to school. They still have to be fed. They still have to, you know, be looked after. The house still has to have things happen. I still have to work, you know, like, I just do it. And so,
right.
You
don't even have time to think about it.
Better
you get
than
it.
Others, but yeah.
Right. It's great. Yeah, you get it done. They say you want to get something done, give it to a busy woman.
Yeah.
Well, I think there's an interesting aspect of the whole journey with the car too thing, right? Like sometimes you're going to plan out your journey and sometimes you're just going to go with the flow, right? So you allow for the adventure or you react to the adventure, right? So, you know, I think when you're looking, Elaine, you had said something about, you know, it doesn't always go your way and trying to really kind of plan things out maybe a little bit or anticipate some of the things that might come up to derail you, you know, and spending a little time just thinking through some of those or maybe brainstorming with somebody so you get an idea, you know, but it's also being able to be comfortable a little bit in your own skin, which you had talked about earlier as well, so that you feel more comfortable or safe reacting to things as they come up. And being
I love
willing
that.
To really look at I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah. And I get so excited, sorry. I, you know, one of my favorite analogies, like as a comedian, you have like your opening bit that's sort of like safe and warming people up. And sometimes you do a little crowd work. So they're kind of like sensing who you are. And then you kind of bring them along and then you get into the middle and that's where you can try some of your newer stuff, peppering in. And then, you know, you're on this journey with them and then you hopefully finish strong and it builds and builds and builds and you have like a big closer. That's like a great set. And there's an arc to it. And my favorite thing in the whole world is like when you're getting to perform a lot and then you have a sense of your structure, but then you can also let it go. And like you're so over with the crowd emotionally and energetically. And you can weave back and forth in between, like, what's happening improv in the moment and then coming back into your set and then weaving back into the crowd work or a callback or whatever and back into your set. And, like, it's like heaven when you're in that flow. And, you know, there are many times it's choppy. It's not always like a flow. But, you know, to me that's a great – you know, sort of analogy for life of like, yeah, it's great to have plans and it's great to have the roadmap and you're going to have some detours and there might be some construction and some, you know, God only knows. So it's, you know, it's that whole, like, are you willing to have the adventure? Are you willing to be flexible? And that doesn't mean you can't not have a GPS and a map and a plan. And just anybody I know who's over 30 realizes that a lot of things don't go according to plan.
That's true.
So yeah, I think
like it's good to have the plan, and
everybody
yeah, it doesn't
that
always
way.
Work out that way, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
Yeah, I think my 4-year-old realizes that since 2020.
right.
I think
we all
I
did, right?
That,
like.
Yeah, we all got that. Well, ladies, we are almost out of time. Believe it or not.
Oh, my God, so fast.
It does. It does. And, Elaine, I wanted to give you some time to share with our audience how they can find you and if you have anything coming up that you would like to offer to them.
Oh, well, thank you so much for the opportunity, Terry. So, you know, my mission is to help heal the world one story, one joke at a time. And I need to have a lot of people to help me, right? And So I love giving back. I do a master class at least once a month. I'm on Clubhouse if anybody wants to follow me on Clubhouse. The best way to make sure that we're connected is if you go to CaptivateTheCrowd.com and grab a confidence on camera checklist. And this is an awesome handout. You can just grab and print it, and then you have it on your computer, on your mirror, in your bathroom. Even if you haven't started making videos, or even if you have, it's just a great checklist to have handy to help you about being grounded and that vagus nerve and where to look, connect with your why. And so that is one of the best ways that we can stay connected. And that way I will have, once you're connected, I can make sure that you're invited to my masterclass and my podcast. And I would love to have both of you ladies on our podcast, Still Human. We're booking in January again for guests. That's been quite an adventure too, right? Like, so grateful for the adventure and woo, humbling at times. So those are really the easiest ways I would, you know, love to talk with you, both of you again, and anybody listening, for sure.
Absolutely. That would be amazing. And I would love to invite you to put a link to that checklist in the group and on the page so that our listeners can easily click on over and find that.
Sure.
And I just want to thank you so much for being here with us tonight and sharing all that you have to give with our audience and with us, and just happy to have you.
Well, thank you so much for having me. Thank you, both of you. It's been
a
blast.
You. Yes. And
it was a great discussion.
Thank you, Trish. Thank you, Trish, for being here with me tonight and being my wingman.
Of course.
Wing woman. Yeah, wing woman. Sorry.
That's okay. No. I love being here. I love supporting this podcast or this blog talk radio, so I'm happy to be here whenever. Love it.
We know it. And you are such a great support to Fearless Generations. We appreciate you so much. And that is Trish March. Check her out, people. She's on Facebook and probably LinkedIn and Instagram too. So we just want to remind you that the 12 Steps to Freedom were created by Rhonda Britton, the CEO and founder of the Fearless Living Institute. And if you would like to learn more about Fearless Living, go to fearlessliving.org. You can always find Terry and I at fearlessgenerations.org and on LinkedIn, Facebook, and Instagram. We would love to have you follow us on any of those. And do go over to the website and check out all of the things that we've got going on. We actually have a workshop, our free one-hour sneak peek into Change Your Life, this Wednesday at 5:30 Pacific, and we would love to have you there. So go check it out on our Facebook page, in our Facebook group, or on the website so that you can get yourself there. Trish, any last words?
No, I love doing this show, and I love doing it outside of my normal week. So what a great conversation. So, Elaine, it was great to have you with us.
Yeah.
Thank you. Well, thanks again for having me, and I hope to connect with everybody more very soon.
Yeah.
Yes, we would love to. And feel free to interact in the group. I feel Terry and I are both big believers on the more the merrier. So we would love to have you comment and share your thoughts on the things that we share each day. And so with that, everyone, we keep coming back each Monday night, normally at 9 p.m., but tonight we are at 6, and we will see you then. Until then, be fearless.
Be fearless.
Be fearless. Thank you.